Okay, we are still in the Maamar HaShlishi on page 109, Mem Ches and Mem Tes. The Chavar was unable to convince the Kuzari to stop talking to him about the Karaites, so the questions continue. And in Mem Ches, the Kuzari moved on to a new topic. Omer HaKuzari, Im kolzeh toivu be'inei lodas, lo motziva Hashem hashmira min hatumis. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu command on shmira from things that are tameh? Now here, I mentioned this at the end last time, here you have to know historically where this is coming from. Today, in the 20th century, if somebody would be questioning Judaism and would say, what's this business with Tumah? He would mean to say that the whole Tumah thing sounds ridiculous. Well, what exactly is Tameh? What does it mean, Tameh? That's what we would assume someone means. And if you read the Kuzari with the eye of someone in our century, then you don't understand where the Chavar is coming, what he's answering. And the fact is that the reverse is true. The Karaites held of Tumah. They said that, look, you read Torah Shebiksav, and we're missing so much Bizman. I said, all the dinim of Tumah we say don't apply today, except for the fact that Kainim Amusarim on Tumah. But as far as being Tameh and being Matar yourself from Tumah, today that doesn't apply to us for the most part. So the Karaites held that it does apply.
It looked like we were taking away from the Torah.
Right, look like we're diminishing from what it says in the Torah. We're not observing the Torah. So many mitzvahs that are totally in Tumah. That's where the king is coming from. Notice he's living in a time and an age.
Because we don't have a paraduma.
Well, paraduma helps the Tumas mace, and we don't have a paraduma. But let's say we touch a sheretz. We don't go to the mikveh because we touch a sheretz. And we don't, the other Tumas, we're not, for the most part. What? Well, that's what the Chavar is going to present. Well, what's striking to me is the fact that here you have two societies in the Galus, and one is enticed to say, hey, why shouldn't Tumah apply Bizman HaZeh? And then you come to our generation, 1,000 years later than Yehuda Levi, and we say, well, what's going on with this Tumah business? The incredible thing is how society affects the way we think about normal. What's normal? It's something that we don't appreciate adequately, that nobody lives in a vacuum. We live in a society, and what we really like and dislike is affected by the air around us, we don't realize the degree to it. I mentioned, in discussing this once, an example about my necktie. I have at home a lot of ties that are about 1 inch wider than this. And I was absolutely sure 5 years ago, just 5 years ago, that it was nice. And when I put on a tie to go to yeshiva the other day, and it wasn't quite an inch wider, but it was maybe a half an inch wider, it just didn't feel right. It felt ugly. Now, what made it feel ugly now and beautiful 5 years ago? Well, I don't know about beautiful, but acceptable 5 years ago. What changed is that the avir, it changed. What's the fact that today democracy is logical, proper, moral? We can't understand anybody else that would do things differently. If he was a fair-minded individual, to think that 300 years ago, 400 years ago, and certainly 1,000 years ago, there were theories of the divine right of kings and the fact that it was considered moral and proper to do things other than a democracy is something that we can't understand. We can't begin to understand. And the culture around us, everything around us affects us. And we're foolish to pretend that it doesn't. And, yes. What doesn't apply? Right. Oh, excellent. So he's going to deal with that here. What about a woman who's a Nida? So we're going to deal with that. He will address that, okay? But at any rate, the point I wanted to make is this, which I guess is a hagdama to this, the idea that what's normal, what's proper, what's you know, it's all affected. The halachas of the Shulchan Aruch don't change, but our sense of right and wrong, things that we can or cannot accept, that we find too strange to accept, we're affected by everything around us. At any rate, the Chavur is defending a Klal Yisrael that today, for the most part, does not observe Tumah. And he defends it as follows, and there is some pushback as far as what he says. Let's read what he says and then see how they deal with it. Omer HaChavur, HaTumah v'Kedusha Shneim Yanim Zeh K'neged Zeh. Tumah and Kedusha are two opposites. The mashal that's given here in the explanation is that you have a slave and a master. You can't have a slave without a master and a master without a slave. So the same thing, you can't have tumah without kedusha and kedusha without tumah. Tumah is something that is an opposite or opposite force to tumah. What does it mean to be tame? What restrictions are there on someone that's tame? That Dina Nida will get to, he'll get to. What restrictions are there on someone tame? Only affecting Divrei Kedusha. Mimasha who Mekudesh Leilokim. Something that God declares holy. Kamai Kayanim Umacholam. The Kayanim and the food that specifically is food for Kayanim. Malbusham, the big dekuna, trumas, karbanis, ubeis hamigdash, vizula saharbe, there's a list of things. V'chein inyan akdusha, dova sha'asa abayla gaya bedvarim rabim, yidum ufusamim. The kedusha is something that sometimes a person who's tamei can't touch, because he's tamei. V'rab mehem shem tluya b'mayim v'nashchina. And many such things that depend on Shechina. So what he's saying is that Tumah is dependent on Kedusha, and when we don't have that level of Kedusha, we don't have Tumah. That's what he's saying. Now, the Mefarshim here at the bottom are troubled by categorizing that something that's absolutely not Negev is Manazeh. Among other things, they ask that the Harabayis is still a place where we don't go when we're Tumah. So to say it's a Bizman HaZeh topic is incorrect. However, the Chavur himself will say later, he means a Chutz La'aretz. He's referring to our life in Chutz La'aretz. What? Harbayis, it's also to go on the Harbayis when you're Tamei. No, the halach is, it's a Deraisa. There are two parts of the Harbayis. The part of the Harbayis where Tommy Mace is not allowed to go. That's the place where the Chatzar stood. And the rest of the Harabais were not allowed to go if we have other Tumas on us. Even Bizman HaZeh, those who want to go on the parts of the Harabais that Rabbi Goren said you're allowed to go on. Rabbi Goren tried to make a plan. He made a plan. He made play parts of the Harabais where he estimates you're allowed to go. Even that, you have to go to Mikvah first. You have to go to mikveh for Tumas Keri, and you have to go to mikveh not the way men go to mikveh today, jump in, jump out, the way women prepare for a mikveh with Iyun. Iyun is ma'akiv. If a person doesn't prepare properly, even if there's no chatzitza, Iyun is ma'akiv. Checking for chatzitza and bathing is ma'akiv. What?
Inside the chatzitza, some are ma'akiv.
Okay. All right, but my point is that the halachas apply today. Besides, you're right, Tumas Meis is not the whole Harabayis, but the rest of the Harabayis, every part behind the Kaisel, requires a mikvah with chafifa and iyun before a person goes. When they say today that people are walking the other side of Kaisel, I mean, there are people who do anything, but those who are from people that are relying on Rabbi Goren's measurements, they're not walking the whole other side, they're walking on those specific areas that he feels are safely outside of the boundaries of, what?
It's amazing how he figures this one out.
Well, 11 Amis is for sure. The closest point was 11 Amis. It's not amazing that he figured out. You can figure out a safe spot. It's just how do you open it for people and people tell them you can't walk till here, not there. There's no wall, right? And then, you know, you have to just be careful not to walk. All right, but the politics aside, the question is that there are Dine Tumah that apply, really the chaver only means a chutzlaret. The chaver here is making a very practical comment. He's saying that in practice, Dine Tumah don't apply. Now what about a nida? So he says something here that sounds like hashkafa, but it has halachic ramifications. Let's read what he says. Ukvar chasarnu oisa. We don't have the maimon hashchina. This which we have today, prohibition against living with a woman who experienced damnida, vayeladess, or a woman experienced the blood of laida, einoy mipnei hatuma. It has nothing to do with tuma. Avalhi mitzvah gereda meis habayre. It's a separate mitzvah that's not related to tuma. I'll explain that. Chei mashatzleinu maharchakas ha'achila ima. And the harchakis that we have during times of eating or otherwise being involved with a wife who's a nida, those are just, that's not a tuma. It's our chaka not to come to live with the woman in that state. So what he's saying is that Dine Nida are not Dine Tuma. Now this is something that the Minchas Chinuch writes about. And he says a very simple halachic nafkamina. We have a rule in Dine Tuma that Safik Tuma B'Shus Arabim is Tar, and Safik Tuma B'Shus Ayachid is Tameh, which means that we have a halacha that if you have a question, if something is Tameh in the time that Tuma applied, in Rishus Aram Yotar, Rishus Yachin Yotar, in Tameh, wherever the Shaila came up. Today, if a lady comes to a Rav with a Nida Shaila, and it's a Safik, Machlaikis Rishayinim, it's a Safik. The Rav doesn't ask, was this Rishus Aram, was this Rishus Yachin? Where did it happen? Where did you experience the bleeding? Because it's not Dine Tuma, it's Dine Yisr. Things, Dine Tuma. The fact that a Nida is a type of Tuma, and also a type of Yisr, is true. But what we observe today is Dine Isser, not Dine Tumah. So that's what, you have to speak up, I'm sorry. Is that because the glove? The cloth is Tameh. Well, yes, it would be Tameh in the time that Tumah applied, but Dine Nid and Dine Tumah are not totally Zebazah. How would he check? The cloth wouldn't be metamei the rabbi. No, so a cloth becomes a rishon l'tuma, and a rishon is only metamei food. It's not metamei odom v'kela. Right? So, I mean, there'll be a way. The truth is, in the time that tuma applied, they used to wear gloves a lot. Because if you wear gloves, it protects you from tuma, because tuma travels only if the Rishon is not a Tama person. So if somebody would shake hands with someone and be afraid that the other person is Tamei Meis, if he's wearing a glove, he'd be safe. Because the person can make the glove Tamei, but not make him Tamei. So, alright. So there are ways of dealing with it. But anyway, this is his statement. Now here again, the Oitzer Nechman on the bottom has a Ha'ara from the Rambam. The Rambam appears to hold, he brings the language of the Rambam in the Perch Desai Melchus Tumah Seichlin, and he says, Mashmois l'shayna yesh issa deraisa afli Yisrael k'shemetamei asmei beregel rak she'enei loika. He on the bottom suggests that Dinei Tumah on Yom Tif, becoming Tumah on Yom Tif, is an issa deraisa. Chayiv odom la'atar asmei beregel, that's a din deraisa. And he poses it here as a question, that it's another thing that's Negea today. That's Negea today. Well, the Rambam is talking about today. The Rambam says, the Rambam is writing, Mutalad, it's a quote of the Rambam, Mutaladam Liga Bachalatomis, Shavihizer Akasavis B'nei Aaron, B'san Nazir. So everybody else is allowed to be Mutame. Then he says, Hakel Muzharu Liyas Tahir Beregal Neshem Nechayim Likonis B'Migdish Valechokachim. says Shomer Kozel, let me see the Tav. It's a diuk in the Rambam. The Rambam says Hakoyel. But we're really not on Gaya today because this needs to become totally tar, and we can't become totally tar because we're Tamei Mesim anyway. Anyway, getting back to the tap, so again, Siyogish, let's go, Shkavima, Avol. Chaymes HaTom HaBatl Mimenu. The Dini of Tom itself HaBatl, Rimnei, She'anu B'chutzla Aretz. This is where it's important. He says, Anu B'chutzla Aretz. Eretz Yisrael, the Harabayis, it still applies. But we're in Chutzla Aretz. Choshke Mashanu M'shtam Shabai, Me'akvarais. One gear says Tamei, right? Yeah, two gear says. V'choshke Mashanu M'shtam Shabai, Me'akvarais, V'ashkotzim, V'amitzuroim, V'azavim, V'amesim, Bezula says, certainly we're not careful not to go to a kever, except for Kainim. We're careful not to go to a kever, or etc. And that's because Bizman is a chenesura leinu hanevela leime me tumasa. We don't eat nevela; it's nothing to do with tuma. It's a great abyss in nevela. In the bottom of Deitz and Nechman, he asks why there's no mitzayra Bizman is a. It's a hard question to answer because everything, all dinei tuma don't apply. But a mitzayra, if somebody today were to wake up, Loyalena, with a white splotch that fits all the rules of mitzayra, there's no reason in the world the halachas mitzayra shouldn't apply. So the question is asked, many ask, well, what happened to Taras? Where did it go? I mean, it just doesn't happen. Where did it go? What? It can't be the sacrifices, but the person should still be a mitzayra and have to be locked up. So why did it stop? You need, so he answers on the bottom, he answers, Hanirali liyashim bezeh, no, it's a nichmed, neshein ha-kayin bezbarezeh buchzaka lakuna. The halach is a kayin has to say tameh. It's not tameh unless a kayin says tameh, it's not tameh unless a kayin says tar. So today we don't have kayin, but you chasim, so that's what he says, why it doesn't, God doesn't let it happen because it won't become anyway. There's a teretz of the Bechar Shar, the Tuah Shar is the sefer on Masechta Shabbos. He says that Saras only happens to Bali Madrega. Who became Mitzayra in Tanakh? Moshe Rabbeinu, Miriam, who became Saras? They were more or less great people. Gechazi, okay, it was a Shegis from Yanishkotzim that were Bali Madrega, you know. So he says, that Bacharshar says, Saras is a gift. Imagine, the person speaks Lashon Hara, presto, he gets a Saras. That's a gift. I mean, he's not happy about it, but I can talk Lashon Hara again. So you need to be Bali Madrega. We're not in the Madrega to be Zaycha to Tzeras. That's what the Bechar says. So we'll keep it that way. Okay, so we're up to Tanai Hatuma Tosefes, and that we'll talk about. In fact, that with Tomei Meis, does that mean that we can get a second Tuma on ourselves or not? We'll deal with that. We also didn't deal yet with Tumas Kayanim. So that's all coming attraction. I mean, it's Hashem on Thursday. We'll pick up from here.